This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report on how the military sees grassroots organizing in the USA and globally as a threat. We were just talking a couple of days ago about how Canada was now monitoring every grassroots protest throughout that vast country. Being Debbie Downer, I speculated you can bet that the USA is all over that too. Almost simultaneously, what do you know, the UK-based Guardian newspaper runs a story saying essentially, oh yeah. It's almost just a matter of degree rather than a difference. The USA goes worldwide, not just in-country, and doesn't care about the bite-sized demos and fish fries, just those groups everywhere that involve 1,000 or more members, you know, like ACORN and all of its affiliates in Canada, Latin America, India, and elsewhere. Here's the rest of the story thanks to reporter Nafees Amin and his good work. First, it's not exactly spying, at least not yet. It's studying, which I'm going to look up in a dictionary or Wikipedia when I finish this piece and see if that is now listed as a possible synonym for spying. The Department of Defense has something called the Minerva Research Initiative, which is giving out extensive grants to universities. And let's pause immediately and say shame, shame on their money-grabbing selves. Like Cornell and the University of Washington, to study the potential threats they see in grassroots groups and social movements. These studies, funded by defense, are directly supervised by the military. In the Cornell case, among the projects awarded for the period 2014 to 2017, is a Cornell University-led study managed by the U.S. Air Force Office of Scientific Research, which aims to develop an empirical model of the dynamics of social movement mobilization and contagions. We're not just organizers building organizations anymore. We're something close to carrying agents for infectious diseases. God and the military know all of this turmoil in the streets doesn't come from profound inequities and unresolved grievances, but from contagions. The University of Washington project, managed by the U.S. Army Research Office, focuses on large-scale movements involving more than 1,000 participants in enduring activity, and will cover 58 countries in total. Amin quotes the frequent Social Policy Journal contributor James Petras tellingly. James Petras, Bartle Professor of Sociology at Binghamton University in New York, concurs with these concerns. Minerva-funded social scientists tied to Pentagon counterinsurgency operations are involved in the study of emotions in stoking or quelling ideologically driven movements, he said, including how to counteract grassroots movements. So sure, the military wants to get up to speed on terrorism, and that's an excuse these days for looking at everyone and everything that anyone does, but there are clearly no boundary lines in any of these studies. I can remember a book decades ago that discussed why the police are so dangerous in our communities, because they're trained to always look everywhere for the invisible assailant, and they think anyone different represents that threat. In fact, Amin finds evidence of the same thing in a Minerva-funded study on who among us is a potential terrorist. The piece concludes, and in between it explains how virtually all social activists, both violent and nonviolent, are targeted in this effort by noting that there are a raft of Pentagon planning documents which suggest that National Security Agency, NSA, mass surveillance is partially motivated to prepare for the destabilizing impact of coming environmental, energy, and economic shocks. I've always said we're dangerous because we enable the dispossessed and powerless to build power and create change, but it's only becoming clear in modern times we may not be worth funding to do the vital work that we do, but a lot of resources are being expended and a lot of outfits and institutions are getting funded to watch what we're doing and pretend that they have a clue. Big Brother's watching, so organize. Hey, P.S. Thanks to Jim Lynch from Little Rock, one of my faithful readers and listeners, for making sure I didn't miss this Guardian article. Hey, CIA, we're outsourcing now. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.